Number 2. Physical education.
What exactly is physical fitness? I'll start by giving you my definition. Physical fitness is the ability to perform a variety of activities. These could be simple activities like dressing and eating on your own. I mean, for example, many older people find that one day they can't bend down to tie their shoelaces because they haven't maintained their physical fitness. Today, I want to look at two important factors that need to be considered in any discussion of achieving physical fitness. Okay, now, the first factor to consider is nutrition. What we eat and what we don't eat affects our functional longevity. By functional longevity, I mean the duration of time that our body can remain fit and ready for use. You might think of longevity as meaning living for a long time, but that is not enough. We need functional longevity to live for a long time in a condition of good health and fitness. So, what should a person eat? Over the years, the ideal diet has seen many changes. For example, in 1968, the American Olympic menu included lots of meat, eggs, cereals, breads, desserts, fruit juices, and soft drinks. Nowadays, trainers advise athletes to eat complex carbohydrates, such as whole grain breads and beans, foods low in fat, such as low-fat yogurt and steamed fish, a wide variety of fruit and vegetables to avoid vitamin deficiency, and less protein, such as red meat. If people are careful to eat a balanced, nutritious diet, they will improve their ability to carry on normal activities well into their later years. Remember, low fat, low protein, and lots of fruit, grain, and vegetables. That's the diet to aim for. So, the first factor of functional longevity is nutrition. The second factor I want to talk about is exercise. We all have the image of someone working out at the gym, running on the treadmill, or lifting weights. Well, of course, that is exercise. But in simple terms, exercise is nothing more than muscular usage, using muscles. There are two kinds of muscular usage: short-term usage, like going up a flight of stairs, and long-term usage, like walking across the campus to a class. Even the act of picking up a textbook is a kind of exercise. Place the book in the palm of your hand and raise your hand. When you pick up your book, there is a muscular contraction. This is isotonic contraction. That's a bit technical, but don't let that word scare you. It's a simple concept. Isotonic contraction happens when there is actual movement of a body part. You will be using your biceps muscle to raise the book from the desk. Isometric muscle contraction, on the other hand, is when there is effort but no movement of a body part. For example, if you're applying effort to biceps, maybe trying to show off your big biceps to your friend. Remember, isotonic involves movement. Isometric, just contraction, no movement.
1. How does the professor explain physical fitness? Choose two answers. Two. According to the professor, what is functional longevity? Three. Listen to part of the lecture and answer the question.
By functional longevity, I mean the duration of time that our body can remain fit and ready for use. You might think of longevity as meaning living for a long time, but that is not enough.
Why does the professor say this?
You might think of longevity as meaning living for a long time, but that is not enough.
4. Match each food with the correct category. 5. What can be inferred about modern athletes compared to athletes in 1968? 6. The professor describes the process of isotonic exercise. Indicate whether each of the following is a step in the process. For each statement, mark the correct box.